But as I was saying, Crohn's and Colitis Ireland have today launched its It Takes a Village campaign with a new guide on how communities can support people with IBD. Approximately 50,000 people live with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis in Ireland. Joining me now on the line is Shane Sweeney from Selbridge. He was diagnosed with inflammatory bowel disease in 2023. Shane, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the Kildare Today Show.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks so much, Sarah, for having me, this morning.
No, thanks for taking the time. You're part of this campaign this year as one of the speakers, as one of the representatives. And I suppose to go back to yourself and when you first realised that something wasn't completely right with your health and what led to a diagnosis.
Yeah, so like, it's been a journey so far as it is. So I think when I reflect, it kind of all started back in 2023. So I was in my final year of my bachelor's degree, and it was my second semester. And I was working part-time, and I found that I was more fatigued and tired as the months go by in that early year. And it was kind of a thought, maybe just to work and college was stressful, what it was. But as the year progressed, it was around kind of the middle of that year, I started experiencing stomach pains and, like, you know, eating. So I liked some sort of food. I got cramps quite easier and came more intense. And then even the kind of urgency in the bathroom visits happened as well. So they progressively got worse throughout that time as well. Mm. And then around kind of August time, I started noticing blood in my stool. And I was like, right, just after I finished my bachelor's, and I was actually starting a master's late that year as well. So in September 2023.
Wow. Busy year.
Yeah, busy year to say the least. And I was actually in that week, my colonoscopy. So basically kind of I got diagnosed with colitis that time as well. So it was around the 21st of November, September 2023 is when I diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. I wasn't aware of colitis, but I knew about Crohn's kind of way. But even without that, was kind of a shock in the system itself. So kind of a big alert there kind of way.
And you said there that you kind of knew about Crohn's, but you weren't really aware of what colitis is. Is there a big difference between the two?
There is, in a way, so Crohn's can affect your esophagus and your colon. Colitis can affect your colon. So even, like, you know, I was kind of going to the bathroom quite regularly, blood in my stool, and stuff like that, kind of way. So it can similar, you know, symptoms, like, you know, fatigue, tiredness, stuff like that. But kind of Crohn's affects your whole digestive system from your esophagus down to your colon. And then colitis is more your colon-based.
And you said there the symptoms, like the tiredness and the fatigue, and kind of reading about it before and speaking to other people, that really seems to be one of the major symptoms. But again, it can be quite an easy one to brush off because, as you were saying, you know, you were working, you were doing your college work from an undergrad to then a bachelor's to a master's. So it is an easy one for people just to try and blame on something else.
Yeah, and like, again, some days, you know, you're feeling top of the world, and other days you're not. Even when I was in the hospital, I had some great days, like, you know, obviously you might be on medication or this, but then some days I couldn't get out of bed. I found it hard, kind of like, you might sleep for 10 hours. I don't sleep that great in general now, but even like, you don't, years after the day, it's like someone's kind of depleted your energy. Like, you know, like a phone, you know, like a battery charging up.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on low battery kind of all that day it is. Might be on, you know, trying to charge up, but it's a big thing that people maybe look upon it, but it's kind of more kind of breathing where, you know, your energy level is quite low and it's hard to get about your day. And that's a big misconception about it, but it's more kind of educating people kind of bit helps. It kind of, as you said, it can be easy to brush over in general.
And in terms of when you got that diagnosis then of colitis, was that, Did things start to make sense for yourself, or was there an element of, okay, I have this diagnosis, what is next? What do I need to do?
Well, unfortunately, in my case is actually quite an extreme one. Yeah. So I was diagnosed in September 2023, as you said, my first week, my master's, and that following week, I was in the hospital. So during that brief a week period, I remember I couldn't eat for about 4 or 5 days. I was actually drinking ice cold water to cool my stomach. And I was going to the bathroom about 15 times a day. So I'd run to the loo, kind of either go to the bathroom, you know, through the back passage, or I get sick. I feel so bloated kind of way. And then that week, the following week on Friday, I was in the hospital and I progressively got worse. So in that month, I had 2 infusions. They didn't work, unfortunately. And then I lost a lot of blood. I was going to the bathroom. I think the most I went to the bathroom that month I played that 22 times.
Wow.
And I had a stool chart, and near the end of that, before the operation came about, I was actually going day release. And because my stool chart was going, by the amount of times I go to the bathroom, was getting a bit less. And around day release on a Friday, I remember so well. But that Thursday night, my parents left, and I had a fever, I had a very severe fever. And kind of thinking that I risk of a heart attack. And the following Friday, I remember calling my father saying I'm not well. And both my parents, Sean and Andrew, kind of arrived up. And that evening, my consultant said, look, something else can do it. Surgery's on the table here. It's your choice. It was I don't want to say life and death a position, but it's more where, like, if you don't have surgery, your colon can perforate and sepsis could happen and kind of, unfortunately, kind of go from there. So I actually had my surgery, major operation on October 25th. So just a bit over a month after my diagnosis, where I had 80% of my colon removed, and I had put a stomach in place. So I have a stomach bag on me now for the last 2.5 years. So it's kind of a, as you say there, a quick turnaround from being diagnosed to a situation where surgery has to be done. You know, so there was actually more damage, than anticipated. So it's kind of a bit of a heavier surgery, but it was a big shock after that, where, like, you know, life has kind of changed for me forever.
Of course, yeah. And again, as you were saying, such a quick kind of turnaround within a month, all of that happened, like from the diagnosis then to the surgery. Was it difficult to kind of, I suppose, get your head around after the surgery that this is, you know, kind of what life will look like for either the possible future?
I remember talking to my consultant, look, it was kind of a short-term thing. But also for colitis, you can get a reversal. J-pouch is called, so basically you actually remove the rest of your colon and implant it. I'm going to call it a kind of a new colon in. So they kind of get rid of the stoma there. So that was the plan. I kind of maybe accepted that surgery. Like, grand, I knew what was ahead of me. I can plan, you know, go for a year, have the bag, and then maybe reverse it. But unfortunately, in my case, my body doesn't give me a chance. So I had every complication that happened after that. I had 2 follow-up procedures for the same issue. I had more testing done and stuff like that. And then, unfortunately, back only this year in February, I got a symptom of Crohn. So I had a test before Christmas, Christmas passed. And in February, I got the news that, you know, there is more sign of Crohn now. So that kind of window changed for me now. So, like, as of now, I'm kind of more dealing with the bag could be for life now, where it was 2.5 years ago. It could be a year thing or 2 years thing. So it's kind of still a change in situation for me. And so I learned about the condition, Crohn's and colitis, but it's kind of been a journey in itself, a whirlwind, I would say.
I can imagine. In terms of now the daily routine for yourself, I mean, is it easier now with the bag than what you were experiencing before, especially with the amount of bathroom trips that you were taking?
It saved my life, and like, it's kind of given me that opportunity to live life again. Like, I remember saying to my parents, Sean and Angela, me and my sister Aoife, where I didn't want to leave the house. You know, at one point, even getting the bag, it was hard to kind of, you know, live it, because early on you have something on top of you, you have something there that's new to you, and you want to kind of get comfortable. But now, like right now, I can say quite proud to have my life back. You know, I'm doing more things now. Like, I do have to be careful with what I eat, what I do every day. Say, walking in crowds, I would be more protective of what my side is. So I do wear like a belt. I guess like a belt around my stomach that covers the bag, but also prevents hernias too as well. So that's been a big confidence booster. But, you know, day-to-day life, it kind of differs, as you say, with fatigue tolerance. But, you know, there's supplements there. Like, you know, I'd be very careful with my hydration, where, unfortunately, your colon holds a lot of your salt, your sodium, so I can get dehydrated quite quicker and stuff like that. And then, you know, with kind of Crohn's, it can affect your skin too as well. It can affect your kind of eyes and everything. So it's kind of so you still have to battle day in, day out. You know, it's one of those things where every day, you know, some days are good, some days are bad, you know? Mm.
But and you're joining us on the show this morning as part of Crohn's and Colitis Ireland's World IBD Day 2026. And this year's theme is It Takes a Village. From you joining the show this morning, explaining like what your symptoms are and kind of what the process was for you for your diagnoses, I mean, it shows the importance of campaigns like this telling people what the reality is, and also about like the symptoms and the importance of, you know, if you feel like something is wrong, do get it checked out.
Yeah, like I can't emphasize enough that if you're not feeling well, or you know you're seeing symptoms like blood in the stool, you're a bit more tired than usual, or fatigue, go to your GP and maybe get tested for that. Like, it takes a village is a statement in itself. I'm very blessed with my support system, with my parents, Sean, Angela, sister Aoife. Even my, we had a family dog for years, Rebel. He was a great support as well.
Mm.
But then I can't emphasize enough on your support from your GP and even your local pharmacy. I'm very blessed with my pharmacy, Mangan's in Selbridge, where the team, Kaya, Kellyanne, Margaret, they're super. You know, that if I need stuff like, say, sprays or spare bags, stuff like that, they're more willing to go above and beyond. So, you know, it takes a village. It's a massive, massive statement that, you know, your support is essential around you. And like, the more education there is, the better. And if you need, if you're seeing symptoms, or you're seeing someone having symptoms progressing, do get tested. You know, it can, you know, save your life in a way.
And is that a matter of, you know, if you are feeling the symptoms, is it just about booking that appointment with your GP and then you can take it from there?
Yeah, like that's how I went about. Like, you know, I was treated for, I think it was gastro issues, but it progressively got worse. But he did put me forward for a colonoscopy, and that's where the diagnosis came. But so I think, like, the more symptoms you have, or if you're unaware or you're not sure, I think Crohn's Colitis Ireland have a kind of a good detail on their website too as well to kind of help you out. Or, you know, even, I guess, to go to your GP. It's just kind of making that first step. Now, I was pushed above my parents to kind of get tested myself, you know, and it can also be a bit kind of daunting, quite scary, but, you know, for me, it kind of worked out well. And lucky enough, it came at the right time. And then finally, we got obviously in hospital there. So, yeah, it's kind of taking that first step a bit difficult. But when you take that first step, it kind of gets easier for you.